Okay, I'm leaving Chelsea. I'm by the banks of the Thames, just north of the river, having spent a most fascinating and amazing morning in the company of the Moulton Preservation Society. Now, the Moulton Preservation Society, as the name would suggest, preserve Moultons, and Moultons are the forerunner, really, of the Brompton bicycle. So you may have seen some around town. They're Bromptons that don't fold. And I've been blogging, I've been tweeting about Moultons endlessly since my brief flirtation, my love affair started when I got my hands on a Moulton Deluxe, thanks to the bike show on Resonance, around March time of this year. So a Moulton, really, it's like a classic car, but obviously it's a bike. There's a classic bicycling version, really, where it's just style comes together with a design. And they're the Vespa of the cycling world. Now, I went to see today my man at the Moulton Preservation Society. I had a few issues with my Moulton, and he was there to sort them out. I was going to pitch for a brief catch-up, a podcast with him, but I know my Moulton Preservation man does value, rightly so, his online privacy, and I think has his only truly fitting with all things Moulton. The main form of contact with your Moulton Preservation man is via using snail mail. So a good old-fashioned pen and paper is how he corresponds. But he was a charming, lovely guy. So he invited me into his workshop, and his workshop is his flat. And it is just this treasure trove, this Aladdin's cave of all these old mid to late 1960s Moulton models, of which he is very, very kindly working on in his spare time. And just charging a very, very minimum, small price, mechanical fee. And so with my bike, the kind of main issue really is the back suspension block has become unstuck, and that just needs realigning. It's a case really of just using some super glue, but he's far more mechanical and more trustworthy than my basic lacking in mechanical skills. So I've left the bike there with him. He's also going to have a look at my gears, which just need a slight tweaking, and he also very kindly offered to put on a cream chain guard that's going to match my grips. But he was showing me around, and I was in absolute heaven, absolute bicycling Moulton heaven. He had, I think, around 7 or 8 bikes that's currently in there, which doesn't seem an awful lot for a bicycling workshop, but it's his front room, and it's just these different models that he's working on. And so people around the country, I'm very, very fortunate, I live very, very close by to his Chelsea setup, so it was a quick cycle over and then a walk back. But people around the country, they either get bikes sent to him, or they somehow come down and leave them with him and he sorts them out. So if you want to find out more, then a good starting point, just Google the Moulton Preservation Society and you'll get some more details. I don't want to really impinge upon his privacy. Quite rightly, he likes to protect that, but you can just, it's a good starting point, find out more there. And do join the Moultoneers if you do have a Moulton, or if you have any interest in preserving and keeping the fine name of these truly wonderful bikes. He did show me his Pride and Joy, which is the current Moulton model, which is not the space frame, but a kind of back to the future classic model that Dr. Alex Moulton, Mr. Moulton himself, did give to my Moulton preservation guy as a reward for 25 years of fine service in preserving these truly, truly amazing and wonderful machines. Right, I'm going to head back now. I'm going to walk back the 2 miles or so from Chelsea back towards sunny Stockwell. I've just taken a breather here in quite a nice little garden to try and find some peace. And rather intriguingly, someone has left out a Geoffrey Archer novel to maybe take away and read. But I think I'm going to have my head clear and just walk back and think about what I've been seeing this morning with all these fine, fine Moulton models. So thank you to Mr. Moulton Preservation. He was a very, very nice guy, and I'll hopefully be back with my lovely Moulton Deluxe in a week or so's time. Okay, chapeau.